The president has called for a state of emergency as rescue workers attempt to find dozens of people still missing. The governor of Beirut, Marwan Aboud, says it's like a war zone and expects over 200,000 people have lost their homes, with the damage ranging from between $3 and $5 billion. Lebanese authorities believe the ammonium nitrate at the port was being stored unsafely when the explosion took place. It's commonly used as a fertilizer, but also has a use in explosives. France has sent two military planes to Lebanon with search and rescue experts, as well as a mobile healthcare clinic. And the UK is looking at offering technical and financial assistance. Stuart Smith, London.